Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's got, we've already had her 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. She's the author of all the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes books, including J.K. Lasser's Taxes 2014. She's also the author of the outstanding new living book, Smooth Failing, which we'll get her to tell us about a little bit later on. And she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Good to have you back. Barbara's a tax attorney, ladies and gentlemen, and she knows all about whatever you need to know about small business taxes, and that's her wheelhouse. Barbara, we've got some deadlines coming up, don't we?
Well, we do, because September 15th is the deadline for a couple of actions that you have to do. First of all, it's the estimated tax deadline for individuals and corporations that pay estimated tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the third installment for 2014, meaning you have to figure what you think you're going to owe for the whole year and pay a quarter of it now. And the good news is that I think people could recognize they can err on the side of underpaying a little, because the penalties are so low that it's based on IRS interest rates, which are currently 3%. But the challenge, I think, for many small business owners is you want to pay what you think you owe, because if you don't, you may not have the cash later on to make the payment.
Right.
So
right.
It's more of a practical issue.
This
than,
is one of the most
annoying
things for small business owners, isn't it? Setting aside money for the quarterly tax, the tax with all the demands for cash in a business.
Absolutely,
this is the toughest of everything.
I would say it's one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, there's
no
question about it. No question. So, now, why is are you saying the imputed rate is 3% now?
That's the IRS interest rate.
Why is the imputed rate 3% when prime is really almost is only a quarter of a point?
It's in the tax law how the IRS has to compute its interest rates. Actually, the interest rates haven't changed since October 1st of 2011.
Wow.
We've had these are historically low IRS interest rates.
But they really ought to be lower, though. It ought to be more like 1%.
Well, perhaps, but 3% is not so terrible.
But that's 3 over prime.
Yeah. I hear you. But that's not how the law requires the IRS to figure it. They're not being arbitrary in defense of the IRS. This is what they have to do.
So you've also got a filing date, though.
Yes, you do. And this is for corporations, limited liability companies, any entity that was on extension has to file their 2013 return by September 15th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we did ours earlier this month.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And you also have to make sure to send the K-1s to the owners.
Yeah.
And the reason that all of these entities have a September 15th filing deadline is so that the owners can file their personal returns by October 15th.
If you filed an extension on your personal, as I did.
As I always do,
I just don't get all worked up about it. We take our time and get it right, and we'll be doing my personal one pretty soon, probably later this month before the deadline. So the big deadline coming up. Now remind people about the difference between on the LLCs. That's a little bit funky now, isn't it?
Well, partnership and LLCs generally file partnership returns unless they want to be taxed like a corporation or an S corporation. But so they only have a 5-month filing extension,
right?
Whereas C, and S corporations have a six-month filing extension, but it all boils down to September 15th.
Right. All business entities, whenever they file their extension, they all end the same date.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is September 15th, and your personal is October 15th. And any other deadlines, any retirement fund deadlines that do we need to know about?
Well, actually, yeah. If you want to put money in for 2013, you have to do it by the time you file your return. So,
right. If
you had a plan set up, then you can put the money in. If you didn't have a plan set up, it's still not too late. You can set up and fund a SEP plan for 2013 mm-hmm. by the extended due date of your return.
Right.
So that's an action that
still
you can
still got a little time. Quick
mm-hmm.
break. We come back. Barbara's going to talk to us about what does it cost and what does it take to start a small business in America today. We'll do that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.